And that was My Generation, released on their 1965 LP, My Generation. Next, we have a song off their 1971 LP, Who's Next? Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Song from one of Canada's finest bands, Rush. The band has been together since 1968 with lead singer Geddy Lee. So now we have one of their biggest singles to date, Tom Sawyer, off their 1981 LP, Moving Pictures.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Out the day's events. The river.
Another great phenomenal band out of London, England is Pink Floyd. The Band of Five formed in London in 1965 and gained an early following as one of the first British psychedelic groups, and would go on to become a leading band of the progressive rock genre, cited by some as the greatest progressive rock bands of all time. Over the next 15 years, various band members would come and go, and some would return after a few years away. Formed in London in 1965, Pink Floyd is an English rock band that gained an early following as one of the first British psychedelic groups, who were distinguished by their extended compositions, sonic experimentation, and philosophical lyrics and elaborate live shows. They would go on to become one of the leading bands of the progressive rock genre and has been cited as one of the greatest progressive rock bands of all time. While the band was founded in 1965 with five original bandmates, over time the band has had various feuds and fallouts with different bandmates leaving, some returning, and they were together between 1965 and 1994, almost 30 years. And they came back together to do additional recordings, singles, and albums in 2005, in 2007, in 2013, and again in 2022. In 1996, the band was inducted into the U.S. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2005, they were inducted into the U.K. Music Hall of Fame.
Hello. Is there anyone home? Come on, come on now. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? Oh,
Pink Floyd has released 15 studio albums, and after the 1979 album The Wall was such a huge hit, film director Alan Parker came together with the band to write and record and film The Wall, which is a 1982 British live-action animated musical drama that Parker directed, with the screenplay being written by Pink Floyd's vocalist and bassist, Roger Waters. As a result, the film The Wall has become synonymous with the album itself, released in 1979. So now let's go to Pink Floyd's signature tune, The Wall.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
And now we have one of my favorite Canadian bands. Although they are country rock, they are definitely rock, and their music has most definitely had influences of the British rock movement and the British invasion. So let's hear one of their greatest tunes to date off their 1993 LP, Blue Rodeo, 5 Days in July. Here we have Hasn't Hit Me Yet.
Say that you're leaving, well, that comes as no surprise. Still, I kinda like this feeling of being left behind. Like going home.
Tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. You've been listening to week two of music from singers, musicians, and songwriters out of the UK, as well as some Canadian singer-songwriters and bands who have been influenced by the British invasion. Stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. And as always, I leave you with one final tune. I have a song for you from a band out of Wimbledon, England.
A band that was together between 1977 and 1981, The Bugles. They would release their first album, The Age of Plastic, in 1980, and by 1982, they would release their second album. However, it was in 1981 that the band officially broke up, but some of the members got together and were able to finish the recording of their second album, Adventures in Modern Recording. So now, off their 1980 album, The Age of Plastic, here is a song that was a huge, huge hit in the US and the UK. Video Killed the Radio Star.
Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.